Can't seem to get a handle on that plumbing repair? Not to worry. Get expert advice from Rosie and Romy now by calling 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Perfect weekend with a Monday off to get a little extra painting done around your house. But don't forget why we have that Monday off. Every day should be Memorial Day, in my opinion. It just so happens that we get an extra day off of work this Memorial Day.
If you're not flying the American flag at your house, you cannot call the show. Huh? Is that fair?
That's fair.
You think that's fair? Okay. And if you don't have a flagpole, then you can just hang it in the front window, whatever. Let's shout out there and proclaim our appreciation for all veterans of all services who have served to the benefit of us individually and as a whole to this entire blessed community called the United States of America. Here with Dale Wade of PPG Pittsburgh Paint, answering your questions about paint processes, as well with our Rosie Certified Painting Contractor for Maricopa County, Arizona Painting Company, Mr. Joe Miller, the production manager. Joe, thanks again for joining us.
Great to be here.
Dale, let's talk, and I want to get to the phones because we're getting some paint questions here, but before we do, let's talk about why the predominance of the natural earth tone colors being used on these exterior stucco walls.
Well, Rosie, the primary reason for that is the Arizona sun is extremely intense. The ultraviolet radiation breaks down almost every man-made material. You can improve the color fastness of your paint by having the paint pigmented with naturally occurring mineral-based pigments, and of course those tend to be earth tones as well. Those colors don't show the dust from the dust storms as well, but UV resistance is the primary reason.
All right. Well, there you go. So we've talked about proper prep and paint procedures for stucco wall systems. Let's go ahead and take Dan, who's calling from Phoenix, and he has a couple questions just in general on painting. Dan, how can we help you, my friend? Thank you
for
calling.
Hello, everyone. You sound like you were describing my house earlier. But anyway, I want to know the optimal time of the year to paint the house.
Great question. You want to take that, Jim?
Yeah, Rosie, I can talk to him about that. Dan, honestly, we paint homes all year long. And for anybody to tell you the summer is the worst time to paint is just untrue. We actually will
show up at midnight.
Sure. Yeah, we start at 1 o'clock in the morning when the sun's trying to peek its way out. But we just start a lot earlier in the morning, 6 o'clock if the homeowners will let us. And
HOAs can kind of get picky about that sometimes.
Yeah, they sure can. Some HOAs you have a limited time in the neighborhood to run machinery like that. But
now that said, I want everyone to hear, that's not to say that you're out there at 112 to 120 degrees at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No.
You can paint in the summer, but not in the middle of the afternoon.
You can paint in the summer. We just start earlier, end earlier, and we actually work our way around the house to stay in the shade the best we can.
Strategic, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Start on the east side, first thing in the morning.
Because when you've got your paint coming out of the end of the airless nozzle, I mean, it's literally reduced down to micron size, right?
That's correct, Rosie. And the big thing is
those microns can dry between the end of the nozzle and the wall at 112
exactly.
degrees.
Right. But more importantly, that acrylic latex paints have to operate within a certain temperature range for them to go from a liquid state and correctly form an acrylic film as the water evaporates off. Too low of a temperature, they won't form a film. If they dry too fast, they don't get to completely complete the process of forming the film.
Generally, when people ask this question, they're concerned about summer application of exterior paint. But really, in some of those wet Januaries, they can be just as notorious for you guys as the hot August can.
They sure can. The Januaries, the monsoons, anytime a lot of that moisture, we play it day by day.
You wait it out.
Exactly.
You wait it out.
Yep.
And then how cold can you go when you're applying the paint? Dale?
That varies. Most generic latex paints are 50 degree lower temperature limit. Okay. Some of your better 100% acrylic formulations will go down to 35 degrees.
Okay. All right. So there you go. I hope that answers your question, Dan. It's an excellent question. I'm glad you asked it because there are a lot of those kind of questions out there. People just don't know, you know, when is the right time to do it? You can do it any time of year. You just have to be strategic about what to watch for. In the summer, you're watching against the middle heat or that dust storm that's projected to blow in the afternoon. You certainly won't want that hitting.
Yeah, you don't want to be painting when you're expecting the big haboob to come through.
That's right. And in the winter.
Talk about earth tone.
Yeah, talk about earth tone.
It'll put an earth tone on it.
Natural. And in the middle of the winter, your enemy is the below 35, 50 degrees and the wet.
That's correct.
So there you go. Let's talk a little bit more about why the difference between good and bad exterior paint. We've always encouraged people to consider in buying their exterior paint to go as high acrylic content as your budget can allow. I mean, you can go 100% acrylic, right?
That is correct, Rosie.
What's the importance of acrylic?
True acrylic resins, and just let me clarify, acrylic is a type of latex, but not all latex are acrylics.
Okay.
Acrylic resins hold their color better, they form harder films, and they resist UV degradation better than cheaper latex paints.
And the acrylic content is on the paint can label.
It can be. If it's 100% acrylic, the manufacturer is certainly going to point that out to the customer on the label.
Okay. So the acrylic paint exterior is what we encourage, and that, Joe, is for stucco as well as wood?
Correct. Yeah.
The fascias, the eaves, the overhangs, the...
Everything on the exterior of the home, definitely... We use nothing but 100% acrylic.
Okay, there you go. Answering everybody's questions about paint dilemmas, also giving you tips and tricks and warnings from the pros right here from Dale Wade of PPG Pittsburgh Paints, as well as Joe Miller, the production manager at the Arizona Paint Company. We've got certified painters all across the state of Arizona. You don't have to take chances when it comes to painting as long as you know everybody here at Rosie on the House.